A young girl that's still a katana, not yet her time to see dasha, not yet old enough to be a nida, and she got married. If the katana can get married, if her father marries her off, Beishami said, if she has bleeding during the first 4 nights of the marriage, that bleeding would not make her into a nida. As well soon that that bleeding comes from the bisula, from the fact that she had relations for the first time, which caused bleeding, and that bleeding can continue for up to 4 nights, and the dam that would come from her in those 4 nights, we would assume are dam basulim, and therefore she would not be tmeah. Ubeis Hillel Oymrim Achet Techia Hamaka. Beis Hillel says, we give her even longer than 4 nights. Until the wound heals, any dam that would come from her, we would assume it is dam basulim, it is not dam nida, and therefore she would be mutter, she would not be tmeah. Now, the Mepharshim explain how we know when the Makkah has not yet healed. And they say that if she sees dam when she's standing, but when she's sitting, she doesn't see dam. Or she sees dam when she's sitting on something hard, but not when she's sitting on something soft, we know that that dam is dam besulim and the Makkah has not yet healed. But if she sees dam both when she's standing and sitting, or both when she's sitting on something hard and sitting on something soft, that would be dam nida. So obviously the Makkah is healed and the blood is coming from her. Is dam nida. Gezmana lira is finisit. A girl that's old enough to see dam when she gets married. The girl's already a gedola, and a gedola usually is already seeing dam nida. But this girl has not yet seen dam nida. Beishami aymrim noisn la laila harishon, or beishilo aymrim ad moitzoi shabbos dalid leila. Beishami says, such a girl, since she's already a gedola, even though she has not yet seen dam nida, we only give her the first night, meaning all the dam that she sees on the first night of the marriage, we'll assume came from the dam besulim, it's not dam nida, but any dam that she sees afterwards, we would have to assume it's dam nida, and she would be tamea. While Beis Hillel holds, we would give her until Motzei Shabbos 4 nights. As the Mishnah says, that a besula gets married birevi on Wednesday, so therefore the 4th night is Motzei Shabbos. And Beis Hillel says, any dam that she sees until Motzei Shabbos, we would assume came from the besulim, and would not make her tamea. So any dam that she sees after Motzei Shabbos would be dam nida and would be metameh her. And since she is a gedola, she's old enough to see dam. Even though she did not yet see dam nida, we do not give her until the wound heals. Instead, we only give her 4 nights in this case. Let's say the girl had already seen dam nida while she was still in her father's house. Meaning to say, she was already seeing dam before she got married. Beishami Armin Naisim La Bilas Mitzvah Ubeis Hillel Armin Koha Laila Kula. Beishami says in this case that she was already seeing dam nida before she got married. In such a case, only the first bia would we say that the blood that comes out would be dam besulim. The blood that comes out during that bia, we would assume is dam besulim. As even though normally when somebody is born, isha, somebody has relations with an isha, and dam comes out of the isha during the relations, there are certain dinim that apply to how the person has to separate himself from his wife. But in this case, since this is the first time she's having relations, we'll assume that the blood that comes out from her during the bia is dam besulim. Any blood that comes out afterwards would be dam nida and would make her tamei, since she's somebody who's already seeing dam nida. When Beis Hillel holds, we give her the entire night. All the bilas that are done on the first night of marriage, the blood that comes out, we'll assume it's dam besulim, not dam nida. But any dam that she sees after the first night would be dam nida and would be mitamir. Now, the Mepharshim point out that the dinim of this mishnah do not apply anymore nowadays. As nowadays, the Chachamim were very machmer, they're very stringent, and hilchos nida. And the Chachamim have said that a woman who sees even a drop of blood would be a zava gedola and would have to sit zayinikim, would have to have 7 clean days, as that is a halacha nowadays, that we are very stringent. And any girl that sees any dam at all, we would give her the din of a zava gedola, and she would have to count 7 clean days. So too, the Chachamim were very machmer about the dinim of this mishnah. The Chachamim nowadays say that we do not give the entire night to a woman who sees dam, and we don't say that it's dam betulim. Instead, a woman who has a relation with her husband, the dam that comes out of her would make her tmeah. We don't give her any leniencies at all. We don't say that the dam is dam betulim, not dam nida. So therefore, a husband who has relations with his wife for the first time, when she sees dam, that makes her usher to her husband. She has a din of a nida. Now, there is one leniency, though, that we do have nowadays, which is that when a husband had a relation with his wife for the first time, even though she sees dam during the relations, he does not have to separate himself from his wife during the relations. Just after he finishes having relations with her, she would be ushered to him. As normally, when somebody had a relation with his wife and she sees Dom during the relation, there are certain dinim that apply, how the husband has to separate himself from his wife. But in the case where a husband having a relation with his wife for the first time, he does not have to separate himself from his wife during the relation, but after the relations are finished, his wife would be ushered to him. A nida that checked herself on the seventh day in the morning and found that she was tall. As the din is that a woman who's in her days of nida, if she sees down, she has to wait 7 days, and then she goes to the mitzvah on the night after the seventh day. Now, even if she sees down the entire 7 days, she can still go to the mitzvah the night after the seventh day as long as she checks herself before going to the mitzvah and found that she was tall. Now, if she checked herself in the morning of the seventh day and found that she was tall, Ubenash Masha's lower frisha. But in Benash Masha's right before the night, she did not check herself. And then she went to the mikvah that night. And a number of days later, from the time she went to the mikvah, she checked herself and found that she was tummy. Harehi Becheskas Tara. She is Becheskas Tara all those days from the time she went to the mikvah until she checked herself and found that she was tummy. That even though she did not check herself immediately prior to going to the mikvah, as she did not check herself, Benash Masha. So it's possible that she was seeing Dom at the time she went to the mikvah, and in such a case, the mikvah would not have been mitar her. Even so, we assume that she was tar, that since she checked herself on the morning of the seventh day and found that she was tar, we assume that she was still tar when she went to the mikvah, and therefore, all those days she was tar until the time that she checked herself a number of days later and found that she was tummy. But if she checked herself on the seventh day in the morning and found that she was tummy, she was still seeing Dom. And she didn't check herself prior to going to the mikvah. And then she went to the mikvah that night. And a number of days later, she checked herself and found that she was tar, that she was no longer seeing Dom. She would be Becheskas Tmea all those days from the time she went to the mikvah to the time she checked herself. As since she did not do a bedika before going to the mikvah, she didn't check herself before going to the mikvah. And when she did check herself, which was in the morning of the seventh day, she was tummy. So therefore, as far as we know, she was tummy when she went to the mikvah. So the mikvah would not retire her. So therefore, even though a number of days later she checked herself and found that she was tar, but that bedika doesn't help. The bedika has to be done prior to going to the mikvah, not a number of days later. So therefore, we assume that she was tummy when she went to the mikvah. The mikvah would not matar her, and all those days she remained tummy. Umetame me'ekleis, umepikeda lipikeda. That which we said previously, that a woman who checked herself on the seventh day in the morning and found that she was tar, and then she went to the mikvah that night, then a number of days later she found that she was tummy. And the Mishnah says she is the cheskas tara all those days from the time she went to the mikvah until the time she checked herself and found she was tummy. She was the cheskas tara, we assume she was tar. But at the time she checked herself and found that she was tummy, she would be tummy retroactively, 24 hours retroactively, if she did not do a bedika during those 24 hours, or she would be tummy retroactively from the last time she did a bedika. That is the din that a woman who does not have a vest and finds that she is tummy, we're afraid that she really was tummy before she actually saw the dam, so therefore she's tummy retroactively back to the last time she did a bedika and found she was tar, or if she did not do a bedika within the past 24 hours, she would be tummy retroactively for the previous 24 hours. But if she's a woman that has a vest, meaning to say she's a woman who sees at specific intervals, in such a case, the din is that a woman who has a vest and sees Dom at the time of her vest, she would not be tummy retroactively. And since she sees Dom at regular intervals, we don't have to be afraid that she was tummy already previously. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shelo Hafrisha B'Tara Min HaMincha Ulamala. Harei Zu B'Cheskas Tmeah. Rabbi Yehuda argued with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said that a woman who checked herself on the seventh day in the morning and found that she is tar, even though she did not do a bedika later during the day, when she goes to the mikvah that night, that mikvah would be mitar her. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, anybody who did not check herself and find that she is tar after the time of mincha in the afternoon, before going to the mikvah, she is becheskas tmeah. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though she checked herself in the morning and found that she is tar, that bedika does not help. She has to do a bedika after mincha in the afternoon, prior to going to the mikvah. Only that bedika would help. And if she finds that she had checked herself after mincha and that she is tar, then she can go to the mikvah that night. But a bedika in the morning does not help. The Chacham Maimrim Afilu B'Shniyah L'Nidasa Badka U'Matasa Tara. ובין השמש אז לא הפרישה. ולאחד מהברקו מצא תמאה, הרי זו בחסק הסתר. The Chacham are even more lenient than the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama said that if she checks herself on the seventh day in the morning and finds that she is tar, even though she did not check herself later during the day, when she goes to the mikvah, that would be metar her. The Chacham are even more lenient. They say, even if she only checked herself on the second day after seeing Dam, and she found that she is tar on the second day, and she did not check herself subsequently in any of the days after that, nor did she check herself Bein HaShvash on twilight prior to going to the mikvah on the night after the seventh day, and she went to the mikvah, and after a number of days, she checked herself and found that she is Tmeah. All the days in between, from the time she went to the mikvah until the time she checked herself a number of days later and found that she was Tmeah, she is Bechet Tzar. We assume that she was Tar, as since she checked herself on the second day and found that she is Tar, even though she did not do any subsequent bedikas prior to going to the mikvah the night after the seventh day, we assume she was Tar when she went to the mikvah, and therefore she would be considered Tar up until the time she checked herself later on and found that she was Tmeah. So therefore, there are three machlokes, and there are three different deos, there are three different opinions. According to the Tanakhama, only if the woman checked herself on the seventh day and found that she is tar, would that which she went to the mikvah on the night of the seventh day be a valid tevila. And since she checked herself on the seventh day and found that she is tar, even though she only checked herself in the morning, the tevila is a valid tevila, and she would be tar. Well, according to Rabbi Huda, it's not good enough for her to check herself on the seventh day in the morning. She has to check herself on the seventh day in the afternoon. After Mincha, she has to check herself. Only then would the tefillah be a valid tefillah. While the Chachamim are very lenient, they say as long as she checked herself on the second day after seeing Dam and found that she is Tar, even though she did not do any bedikas at all on the seventh day, when she goes to the mikvah on the night after the seventh day, that tefillah would be a valid tefillah and she would be Tar. But even the Chachamim agree that if she only checks herself on the first day, that on the day that she saw Dam, she checked herself and found that she is Tar, then if she doesn't do any subsequent bedikas and she goes to the mikvah on the night after the seventh day, even according to Chachamim, the tefillah would not be a valid tefillah. As Chacham holds, the bedika has to be at least on the second day, but on the first day, even though she checked herself and found that she is tar, we're afraid, since she has seen Dam on this very day, that she has seen Dam again on that day after she checked herself. So therefore, the checking of herself on the first day does not help. She has to check herself at least on the second day for her tefillah to be a valid tefillah.